Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, I'll demonstrate how to use the Azure Storage Emulator. This emulator mimics what you can do in the Azure Storage Services, tables, blobs, and queues, without having to connect up to the cloud, without having to provision or worry about how much this is going to cost me. I can just locally run this little command line tool that will appear to my application to be Azure Storage Services, when in fact it's just running here locally. It's using a SQL Server LocalDB or maybe SQL Server Express behind the scenes to actually store my data. So to get started, let's talk about how you can actually run this. Again, this assumes that you've run or that you've installed the Azure SDK for .NET. I'm going to use the Windows key in Windows 8.1 here. So here's the shortcut. Windows 8.1, I'm going to use the Windows key S to search. And then I'm going to type in storage emulator, and that should pop up to the top of the list. And I'll just hit the return key on my keyboard. And you can see that it initializes the emulator, and then it begins to run. And we can perform various activities on this emulator, like starting and stopping it. We can get the current status. We can clear out all the data, or we can type in help and then some command to get more information. But if I just want to do something like this, storage emulator status, we can see that not only is it currently running, but also the endpoints at which it's running. 127.0.0.1 is localhost, and so it's just running on three different ports there for the various services. The bigger question is, how do I access this from within my application? And we haven't talked about any of these services just yet, but essentially, in order to connect to a service, you got to give it a connection string. And a connection string tells your application where does it need to go to connect to Azure, and then you'll use one of the two access keys, the management access keys, that are provided to you from the Azure Management Portal. We've seen those before, in order to access that service. So here you can see I'm using the account name, which happens to be the Azure Storage Service account called Hero versus Robot. And then you're given some long key, right? That's just a combination of upper and lowercase letters and a few numbers mixed in there. And that should authenticate you into the service. So if you take a look at this URL online for this web page, this is what I did. I went and I found this web page, and it tells me that, hey, all I need to do to use the emulator is to plug in these hard-coded account name and account keys, and everything should work. Unfortunately, it didn't work for me. And so I did find something really simple that will work. You just clear out the connection string like this, and instead you type in use development server, or sorry, storage equals true. And that's all you have to do in order to now point your application to the storage emulator instead of Azure. Now let me set this up. I've got two applications here that one writes to the queue and the other reads from the queue. So I have changed this connection string for the message creator, and then I've already set the storage connection string for the reader. So what this does, it allows me to basically insert a very simple message. This is a sample message, and this will be added to a new queue called, I think, example queue, not very original. But now that it's finished, I can now run the corollary project, and I'll just select one to actually view the message that I typed in with the other application and read it off the queue, process it, and then delete that message. And you can see that it has successfully processed that message off the queue. Okay, so let's run this again, and this time let's put a message in there. Another test. All right, and we're pretty confident that there's a queue, there's a message sitting in a queue waiting for us to read it off. So now let's come over here to our to the emulator window, and I'm going to type in wa storage emulator.exe clear queues all, And that should, whoops, maybe it's queue all. There we go. And so that has removed all of the data that was inside of the queues that I had added. Now, if I run the reader, it will not find any messages to peek. I probably should fix that little bug in my application. But hopefully you get the idea that you can use this to find little problems like this in our application. And then when we're finished with it, I think we can just type in stop and then exit, and now we're done. And the emulator goes away. And if I want to then deploy this out, I would change this storage connection string back out to the one that I had previously. But the storage emulator is as simple as that. It's a very elegant, small little tool that allows us to do a lot of development online before we feel like we have to go out and publish our services and start spending money. Okay, so that's all I have to say. Now we can move on and talk about what Azure Storage Services actually do for you and get into the nitty-gritty and talk about the details about tables, blobs, and queues. All right, so we'll start that in the very next module. We'll see you there. Thank you.